Wednesday night, or the Yud Teves, Tav Shinayin Hay. Avacha and Chavis Alas. One of the questions asked to me by Rav Shmuel Katz, through his shliach, was that I once told him, he said, that when you wash your hands after going to the bathroom and you say Asher Yatzar, your hands have to be dry before you make the bracha. So he wanted to know why, where I was coming from, what I said. So of course I didn't remember. But then I realized that I probably had told him the following, and this is an important halacha. Let's say you wash for bread. So you're supposed to really make on the tilas yadoyim before you dry your hands. Why? Because the mitzvah is really complete after you wash your hands, and you want to make it as close to, well, not oibel asiyasan obviously, but you want to make it as close to the mitzvah as possible. And the drying, so but the other, you can make the bracha even after you dry it, but the lechatchila time to make the bracha is before you dry it, because the drying is not really part of the mitzvah. So you make the bracha before you dry it. Now really you can make the bracha before you dry your hands by Asher Yotzer also, probably. It's just what I was saying is you're not allowed to make the bracha while, you're not supposed to make the bracha while you're drying your hands. There's a din when you're making a bracha, you're not supposed to be doing something else. So the Paiskim say you could be walking, that's not called you're doing something at all, but even a tashmish kal, something that really does not distract you, you're showing a lack of kavod to the bracha, you're making the bracha derech haroi, if you do something while you're making the bracha. So, and drying hands is part of that, is also doing something. So, if Shlomo Zalman in the Sefer in Halicha Shlomo says maybe a limud zchus for those that are drying, so he says a limud zchus by when you wash for bread, and they make on the tzilus daim while they're drying their hands, is because when you do something with tzarech the mitzvah, so that's probably not called you're doing something b'shas the bracha, because you're involved in the mitzvah. And drying the hands by bread is part of the mitzvah, because you're not really supposed to be eating with wet hands. So that's why it's a shtikol oivel asiyosan when you make the bracha before you dry your hands. So that's a limud zchus for those who make the bracha while they're drying their hands. But that limud zchus doesn't apply when you want drying your hands with Asher Yatzar. So therefore, you're not supposed to be making a bracha as you dry your hands. But I'm not saying that hands have to be dry. You can make the bracha after you wash your hands also. It's not. I probably didn't say the hands have to be dry. I'm trying to say, the normal time to make the bracha is after you dry your hands. By bread, you make it when your hands are still wet, because that's as close to the mitzvah as possible. But, and ironically there, Rav Zalman has a limud zchus on those that make the bracha while they dry their hands, because the drying of the hands is part of the mitzvah netilas yadayim in a certain sense, because you're supposed to dry your hands before you eat the bread. Mashenka b'asher yatzar, so you can make the bracha when your hands are wet, you can make the bracha after they're dry. But you're not supposed to make the bracha while you're drying your hands. So, but there's no inyan of oivel asiyosan either there, that's not considered next to the mitzvah, it's not considered making the bracha as soon as possible in terms of a mitzvah. So a normal thing to do would be to dry your hands first. That's probably why I said your hands should be dry, meaning you shouldn't make the bracha while you're drying your hands. Okay. Chavis HaLavis, we're at the end of Shar HaYichud, or towards the end of Perek Yud of Shar HaYichud. Mipnei Shoyisah Sogeinu L'chol Nimtza, how do we, our conception of reality is one of three ways, says the Chavis HaLavis. One is through our senses, our physical senses. The second one is through our minds. We realize something is true because we see rayas to its existence. And the third is that we have a Kabbalah. We have a good Mesorah and a solid Mesorah, and that's how we know it, because we have it in Mesorah. So says you can't know Hashem in the first way, because Hashem is not knowable through our senses. So the next best way is to know Hashem through our seichel, meaning we see His actions, we see what He does, so we know Hashem through His ma'asim, and through His bria, etc. And then finally we have, as we said last night, from the others. So we have the Kabbalah from Masorah that Hashem is and Hashem exists and Hashem cares about us and Hashem maneuvers history and all the things that are nechlal in Amunah B'Hashem. B'chidin she'omdu lanu harayas mitzad osos pe'ulos ha'bibruim v'rabu misperehem. So therefore, there's a lot of descriptions of his midos because Hashem does so many things. You have Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Hatsur tomim pa'alok, yichol derachov mishpat, because that, he saw that. So that was his perception of Hashem because of the things he saw. V'omar od hu alokehu alokim, badunehu adunim, hakel hagadol hagibor banara, v'omar osu mishpat yosun v'yamono, v'yavgev losun lech v'simlo. Even Hashem says, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanun, erechapayim, v'rev chesed v'yamez, v'zichesed v'alofim, etc. V'chaleilu hamidos haraya aleihem, is because we see what he does, we see how history goes, we see how things happen. V'chochmo v'yecholos haniros b'masov, through his maisim we see his chochmo and his yecholos. V'yemnachkar ala inyan hazeh b'sechleinu v'akaroseinu, and the truth is if we would try to perceive it in our seichel without that, nila mehosek akotn shabaktana mechalke midos v'shvachov, there's no way we would be able to encompass everything that he does. And then you have the story in Gemara Brachos that he said, "Akel hagodl hagiba banora ha'izus hachozak va'amitz," and he said, you know, you think you finished all the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we just say HaKel HaGadol HaGibol Vanora, because that's what the Anshei Knesset HaGadol of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Anshei Knesset HaGadol will misaken that. But, you know, you can't really describe, as much as you perceive Hashem through the Bria, there's always more and more and more and more. And certainly we can't perceive Hashem through our senses. So we have the Kabbalah, what we have, and what we're able to see through his pu'ulos. And that's the way we're supposed to know him. V'yadat ha'yam v'shavol salav avecha, ki ha'ashem hu hu alokim v'shmayim avam tochas einod. And that's how we're to know Hashem. But you have to know him. V'yadat ha'yam, that's yediyah, v'shavol salav avecha. It's just, as we said, there's three ways of yediyah. So we have it in one of the other two. Meaning not, or both of the two, but not certainly through our senses. And really his essence we can never understand anyway. We're not talking about his essence, we're talking about what we're able to perceive of his pu'ulos, of his midos through his pu'ulos, through what he did. Okay, it does. Okay.